I couldn't believe what I was hearing. How could anyone be thinking about money at a time like this? Despite endlessly dreaming about money, they were always broke. I wanted to humiliate them, call them out with everyone watching in the church. But I stayed silent. Grandma would have to live in a retirement home if they didn't get the money, and that was the last thing I wanted. The following day, Dad asked Grandma for the money in her bank account. Grandma said no. That is Alfie's college fund. Sell the house and the land. Start your business with the money from the sale. I don't care. Just don't touch Alfie's money, she said firmly. When he heard that, Dad's mood took a turn. Mom, who would buy a property in the middle of nowhere? Even if somebody wanted to, it's only worth a few $1,000s. Give us the money. We've been planning for this gas station for years. Alfie doesn't need to go to college. He hasn't got the brains for it anyway. Dad put me down all the time. I could ignore that. But I couldn't believe he would force my grandmother to give up the money just to live with us. I didn't even know my grandparents had saved their money for me. Grandma, I said, it's okay to give Dad the money in the bank. If I have to choose between you and college, I choose you. I meant every word. My parents got the money and Grandma moved right into my room, even though I had lost one of the two people I loved the most. Thankfully, one of the